Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver is here, too. Vicki is a great member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 6 years, she's been hanging out with us. She's one of the top career development experts on the planet, author of five, count them, five books, including 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions and Bad Bosses, Crazy Co-Workers and Other Office Idiots. That's one of my favorites. She's our good friend, Vicki Oliver. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me back. I really appreciate it.
You're always welcome here, Vicki. Thank you for being here. So we're going to continue our discussion that we started last time you were here on sexual harassment in the workplace. This has been going on as long as I think you may have heard me say in my opener, that we're a binary species, aren't we? they're male and female, that was intentional, and when you put all that binary in the workplace, when you put people together, they're more together when in the work than they are with their families at home sometimes.
Right.
That's a lot of time together, and it's like a pressure cooker, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, and we're there, and we're working very hard and long, and there are long nights, and yes, you know, you almost have like a work partner slash husband, you know, slash wife. Yes,
well, you're working on projects, and you're accomplishing shared goals, and you're passionate about what you're doing, and you're excited about accomplishments, and it's just sometimes things get out of hand.
Yeah. It's an arena. And I think you're right. I mean, it has been going on. As I think I told you in one of our conversations, like my parents were all in advertising, you know, all three of them were in advertising. And this could not happen today. Like my mother married two of her bosses. That would never, ever happen today.
Why would it not happen today?
Well, I mean, with the stringent rules on sexual harassment, it's much more difficult. You know, it's much more difficult.
You think maybe your father would be less likely to ask your mother out?
Yes, and I wouldn't be here.
Right. So here's the question: is that a good thing or a bad? It must be asked, Vicki. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You don't think your mother ever thought your father sexually harassed her for just being interested in her?
Well, I'm not sure if I told you, but my parents, I hail from the advertising business originally. Right. Before I started writing these books, right. I was in advertising. My three parents were also in advertising, mm-hmm. and kind of like the Mad Men era type
right.
of thing.
And
you know, I asked my mom, it was Mad Men true? Is that true? Like mm-hmm. how they portrayed the ad agencies with everybody cavorting and drinking and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And she said it was very slightly exaggerated how it was, you know, mm-hmm. the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the marketplace was like, I mean, the rest of the workplace, not just advertising. I think,
right.
I think manufacturing was like that and other, it was the way that it was society like that in those days. So where are we now? Where do you think we are now?
I think we are at a place where people are being very cautious. And the reason they're being cautious is because they don't want to be sued. You know, a lot of times these sexual harassment cases, they happen way after the person has left the
right.
company, you know, and then it turns out in some cases that the human resources department was protecting that person. You know, I mean, speaking of advertising, something I know a lot about, a lot of the stories that are coming to light now are about people in advertising, you know, mm-hmm. big bosses in advertising,
right. or
creative
media.
Directors
or
and others.
Media.
And when media also, right, I'm sitting here always like looking at my old boss, like, did he retire, you know, or whatever. but, know, so I think that it's, I mean, there's many different aspects of it. It has been happening for a very long time. Everybody should feel safe in a workplace, you
right.
know. But also, there's the fear of retribution, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, somebody from 20 years ago is going to come forward. And so I think things are getting more tight, you know.
Yeah. So, but in the workplace right now, where things are right now, do you think there's an awareness now? Do you think that things have settled down in terms of, let's not go backwards more than say a few months. Let's say from 2018 forward, do you think
yeah.
we're in a better place now?
I think it's going to be like a quote safer, more professional place. We are. I think we are. However, you know, things come to light every day. You know what I mean? There's more and more of these stories coming forward, and so maybe it just has to air itself out, you know?
So what if, and I'm just going to throw this out there, what if a young lady is attracted to a man at work?
Right. And that happens all the time.
Of course it does. So that she's attracted to a man, and in times gone by, she would just... You know, she would just sort of, you know, talk to him or, you know, make sure that she talked to him. You know, I'm not going to say flirt. I'm just going to say she made sure that, you know, he knew she was alive. And then he would make his move, right? And ask her out.
Right.
Well, can that happen these today?
I think it's always going to happen. You know, I think it's always going to happen. It's about
Should she ask him out?
Harassment is in the eye of the beholder,
yeah.
you know? Like if a woman is intrigued with somebody at the office and then he asks her out, that's not harassment.
Right.
You know? Harassment is when the attention is undesired and unwanted.
But wait a minute, Vicky. What if a woman says... What if all of a sudden a man sees a woman and he, you know, they're talking and he gets the idea that she maybe she's interested, and he says, "Would you like to have dinner sometime?"
Right.
And she says, and she turns around to her boss and says, "I can't work under this pressure. I had no idea he was looking at me that way. I don't know how can I can't operate with this kind of is he going to be wanting to, you know what I mean?"
I think first she should say no.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I don't want to go out to dinner with you, you know.
But the behavior.
If she
right.
says no, the question is, well, the gray area.
Right.
You know, if she went out once with him and
that's
then she
silly
didn't
gray
feel like it, whatever.
That's silly gray area. Yeah. Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Vicky.
Okay, Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver, OLIVER.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, right back with Vicky. More to come after these messages. So far, I don't think I'm in too much trouble.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.